Good morning, Leesville. This is Tuesday. And on the calendar for AD 30, if they'd used our calendar, it would have been April the 4th. Jesus and his disciples leave Bethany. Returning to Jerusalem, and his disciples are surprised. They're amazed that the fig tree has already withered. Jesus enters the temple, and there he preaches. He shares three different parables, and the religious leaders understand that they are the brunt. They are the object of all three of these parables. However, they have their own agenda, and their agenda is to entrap Jesus with the goal of using his own words against him. And so the Pharisees try to trap Jesus with a question about taxes. Now, this is a no-lose agenda for them, at least they think, because if Jesus agrees that the Jews should pay taxes to the Romans, that will make Jesus unpopular with the Jews. However, if Jesus declares that the Jews do not have to pay taxes, that will be interpreted as rebellion by the Romans. But Jesus turns the tables on them and gives them a very masterful answer. He says, "Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Now the Sadducees have their turn at bat, and they're seeking to trip Jesus up with a hypothetical question about the resurrection. They don't believe in miracles, and they don't believe that there will be a resurrection. And so they attempt to demonstrate how absurd this doctrine is, and they make up a story about seven brothers. The oldest marries a woman, then he dies. The next brother marries her, and eventually he dies. And ultimately, all seven brothers have in sequence been married to her. Then they spring the question. If there is this supposed resurrection, whose wife will she be in the resurrection? Jesus says, "You're in error because you don't know what the Scripture says. You don't believe the Scripture." And he then says, "There will not be marriage in heaven, but the dead will be raised, for the Bible speaks of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." And Jesus points out that God is the God of the living, not of the dead. And so Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob could not be dead. As a matter of fact, they will be present in heaven. Finally, a lawyer asks Jesus a question, and this may be the most sincere question of all. He simply asks, "What was the greatest commandment?" Jesus answered that the greatest commandment is to love God completely and to love our neighbor as ourselves. At this point, the lawyer congratulates Jesus on this analysis of the law. And the Bible says at this point, no one had the courage to ask him any more questions. Essentially, this was going to be a deposition before the trial, and all the parties that wanted to prosecute Jesus couldn't get any material to use against him. But Jesus then turns the table and asks them a question, which none of them can answer. Here's his question. If the Messiah is called the Son of David, why does David call him Lord? And the reason none of them could give the answer is that none of them understood the nature of the Messiah. You see, the Messiah is the God-man. As God, David would refer to him as Lord. As man, David would recognize Jesus to be his descendant or his son. And so the point is, none of them really recognized who it was they were talking to. Then Jesus launches into a blistering indictment of the religious leaders and their hypocrisy. I talked a little bit about that in the message on Sunday. And again, he wasn't in a foul mood. He didn't use bad language. But he was indicting them because they were a stumbling block to faith. They presented such a distorted view of God. So isn't it interesting that they had set their trap to catch Jesus in his own words? And before it's all over, they themselves have been put in place. On the way out of town, the disciples walk past the temple. Herod had recently rebuilt the temple, and the Jewish nation is so proud, so grateful, I guess, for this rebuilt temple. The disciples make some comment about it, and Jesus tells them that they will live to see the day when it's torn down piece by piece. They pause at the Mount of Olives, and Jesus goes into a lot of detail in Matthew 24, which is sometimes called the Olivet Discourse. There he talks about how the temple will be destroyed and talks then about the circumstances surrounding his return. Well, this was a busy day for Jesus. I hope it's a good day for you. We'll talk again tomorrow about the events of Wednesday. God bless you.